تمام جدا. بره اطول اغلب سادس برميه اغلب سادس سادس اطول غيبه من بيرت خايف كاكس. We went, that was Rav Nuna. Over Shabbos, I was learning again. I have a problem. I learned on Shabbos.
Sorry to hear about that.
Sorry to hear about that. Over Shabbos, I was learning. And I realized that there's a real machlokes here. You know, soon, in this sugya, when we finish the sugya, and we know all the shittas, then we can get into the tour, we get into the Beis Yosef. Oh, you're going to love this. We have to learn the tour, we have to learn the Beis Yosef. We have to learn the Magen Avraham and the Taz and everything. We have to go, you know, where we'll know where everyone gets their shittas from. It's a great thing to be able to learn where everyone gets their shittas from, right?
Yeah.
It's a great thing. And Bayri, you have to know this, because Bayri is the hardest thing. Bayri is the hardest thing. You know, you just, everything you eat, you don't know what to do. You know, Ashkenazim made Shabbos very easy. Ashkenazim have gefilte fish. Where did gefilte fish come from? Why did Ashkenazim have gefilte fish? Because of butter. Ashkenazim gefilte fish. There was such a problem with eating regular fish on Shabbos that the great Ashkenazi rabbis 200 years ago decided, hey, no more fish on Shabbos, gefilte fish.
I thought it was just a cheaper alternative.
No, it was made because of butter. Huh. Now, why do Sephardim eat regular fish? You have regular fish on Shabbos, so right?
Right?
We'll see. We'll see why they could eat regular fish and why Ashkenazi was a problem. But whenever you talk about gefilte fish, you have to realize that gefilte fish was made because of this subject. You gefilte fish?
Of course.
Who doesn't, right?
I'm
going to have Sephardi on the table. I'm going to have on the table. I have to serve sushi, not gefilte fish.
Or Harry's.
Harry's? Harry's, yeah. People didn't grow up eating gefilte fish. I hate gefilte fish.
Yes.
You know, I love gefilte fish.
It's pretty good.
What?
It's pretty good. I think. Wow, yeah.
He's Mufka Marom Hazer. It's food, that's all. It's Mufka Marom Hazer.
I'm
75%
Ashkenaz, so it's genetic.
Okay. 25% Ashkenaz?
7.
You're
75%
Ashkenaz? Yeah. Then for sure you like gefilte fish. It's genetic.
Rabbi
Ada
and Rishit, Rabbi Willig, when his wife wanted to know how much gefilte fish they eat, she would say, who's coming over for Shabbos? So he's like, well, Chuba from out of town.
Nothing for
parents, yes, yeah, so he would know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so when you look at Ochum type service, why is it mutter? Wonder of Nuna, why is Ochum service mutter? Rashi says Ochum type service wrote their brayra. That's not brayra. Ochum type service is not brayra. Okay. When you look at Taisus, the first in the bar of Ochum type service, Taisus mashma the Ochum type service ain't their brayra. It's not brayra. That is the heter of Ochum type service. It's not derech brayra. It's not how you do brayra. We're going to see the Ritva. Ritva says not that Ochum type service is not derech brayra. He says that that's derech achila. Not that it's not brayra, but brayra derech achila is not. Derech Achila, the heter of Ochum Tzeilos is that is Derech Achila.
Even if it's Derech Breira.
Even if it's Derech Breira, but Derech Achila is Mutter. When you learn this, these Rashi Tosfos, you read it, you'll see that. Now, what will be the difference? What will be the difference?
It's not Derech Achila.
Or what will be the difference? You know one difference for sure. What would be the difference? If you learn it's not derech breira, do you have to eat it miyad?
No.
No, why not?
It's not bar at all.
It's not bar, so you don't eat it miyad. But if it's derech achila, you have to eat it right away miyad? No. Yeah, that's miyad achila. So that'll be the big difference between the Ritva and Rashi and Taisus. Ochum type psoilus. And do you need miyad or not? Rashi will hold, hey, why should he be yad? It's not brera. It's not borer. Point to Ritva, and it's all what pshad is ochel ber tzelus. If you have ochel ber tzelus, pshad is not that brera. There's no reason to say you need be yad. It's not brera. Yes.
In the Mishkan, they would take the
color
from how
they
do, what would they do
get in the Mishkan?
Yeah,
for Borer, they'll have Samamanim, and they would take the seeds that they make the Samamanim from, right? And they would mash it up, and then there would be Borer, bad stuff from the good stuff. Yeah. You have to go like that. Anyway, so that's the big difference between the Ritva and Rashi and Tosfos. When you talk about Ochel Bel Tzelus, if you ever see you need miyad for Ochel Bel Tzelus, that would be only according to the Ritva. The Ritva says the heter of Ochel Bel Tzelus is Zachila. If it's Zachila, you eat it. But if it's not Borer, it's not Borer. Yes.
Interesting as well that maybe it's just that since the method is a method of a seal, like it's a derivative of people, it's not like, who says you don't need to actually eat it? Yeah. Like you're doing the method.
You could say that, but that's a very hard story to say. You could say that, but it's a very hard story to say. If you're not eating it, what makes it derech achila, the method of achila? But you're not eating it. You could say that. And it sounds like a svara, but lemaisa, it's a hard svara. Why would you say that? So that's very important. But now, let's see the tesis. I want to go into this tesis inside and see the tesis. Bar of Ochel, everyone look at the tesis. We have to go into this tesis as well. Bar of Ochel, Ochel Dev Service. Mashma, the Ochel Dev Service, and Derech Breva. That's Tosa Shita. Ochel Dev Service is not Derech Breva. The Kasha, the Bresh Kev Tolin. Aminan, ma darkish of borer, borer ochel, metok psolas. It says, what's the derech of borer? Your borer ochel, metok psolas. Now, just plain, you're looking at that Gemara. Oh, it says, the derech of brer is ochel, metok psolas. We're saying now that the derech of brer is psolas, metok ochel. Over there, it says the Derech Breira is solus, is Ochel Metok Psolus. So what are we saying? That's not the Derech Breira. But now you have to think, in order to understand the question, or to answer this question, you have to know the case. What's that case?
Of the Perek he's quoted?
In Perek Tolan. What's the Gemara talking about there? Mishamer. The question is Mishamer. What Malach is Mishamer? They want to say it's Borer. Now what is Mishamer? Mishamer is no, it's not sifting. It's you don't call it strainer. That means I make my own wine a lot because I usually get about 20 pounds of grapes from my grapes. This year the grapes didn't grow. It's unbelievable. This year, no grapes. I can't believe it. I always have 20 pounds of grapes, but no grapes. And once you mash the grapes and put it in a bottle and it becomes wine, then you have to pour it over another vessel. And what people do today is they put a stocking. Put a stocking on the top.
Well, because it leaves the sediment inside the stocking.
And you pour in, and it's so, stockings are so fine that all the sediment's left on top.
Doesn't the wine taste like...
And the wine goes down. What?
Doesn't the wine taste like the material?
No. It's just... This Wednesday was stocking. It's not talking about you stocking. You don't smell the person's
foot. No, I'm saying when you get out of the package, doesn't it like smell of you? Like...
I don't know. It works. Stockings work great. Okay. And then my wife, I just had yesterday where, so my wife puts it in bottles and she puts a balloon, an unblown up balloon. She puts it on top of the bottle. And when the balloon blows up entirely, so she knows it's ready. It's unbelievable to see that the balloon blows up. Then you take off the balloon and the stuff is ready. What? Yeah. When
you
ferment, it ferments. I don't know what it makes. Carbon dioxide fills up.
How long does it take?
What?
How long does it take?
Takes a month or two, but sometimes she'll take it out and she gives a bunch of mix it and it blows up. And our ceiling in our kitchen is full of wine stains because a couple of times it blew up and, you know. Oh, so she doesn't like anything else into it. I can't drink it when there's nothing else
like
added into it.
Sour?
No, it's just, I don't like it. You have to add something. You
like
have
what,
to add,
sugar?
You have to add sugar, you have to add something. Juice, you have to add something to the taste.
So what do you add? What do you add?
I like eating apple juice or adding a different kind of juice. She likes it plain. So
what do? You let it stay plain, and when you put it in your cup, you add apple juice?
Yeah. No, so the bottle should add apple juice. Okay, anyway. But that's Mishama. So the Gemara says, what Malach is it? So the Gemara says here, one man Yama says, it's Borer. So why is it like Borer? And that's what's interesting here. What makes this into Borer? So the Gemara says, oh, what are you doing? You're separating the Ochel from the Psolus. That's what you're doing. You're separating the Ochel from the Psolus. That's that way. Because what are you doing when you're putting it through the stocking? You separate the ochel from the psolus. So you see ochel from psolus is derech brera. So that's why I'm telling this to you, because all the terutzim on Tosfos question is based on what this case is. It's based on what this case is. Tosfos says, this is a case of ochel metoch psolus. So you see ochel metoch psolus is the derech. What? Tosfos says. No, Gemara says,
That's why it's not a problem.
That is good. You probably should have learned during Seder. So let's just talk to him right away. Let's see what he says right away. He's saying, oh, but according to the ritual we just learned, it's not a question at all. Why isn't it a question?
Yeah.
What?
Even if it's Derech Barrera, as long as it's Miyad, who cares?
It's not Miyad.
Okay, yeah, I see.
You're not drinking the wine from the Brera. You're making wine. That's not called Miyad. So therefore, according to Ritva, is that a question? According to Ritva, the Ritva's Maida, that when you take Ochel Bok Solas, it's not Miyad, it's Brera. It's only a question the way Rashi and Tosafot learned. It's not a question the way Ritva learned, says Miles. Very good. Miles is saying a great thing. According to Ritva, it's not a question. Everyone hears this, what Miles just said? It's really good. That's a good answer. Which means is that according to Ritva, it's not even a question.
Why?
It's not even a question. Because is Ochel Metoch Psolus mutter according to the Ritva?
Only in one case.
Only if it's Miyad. Only if it's Miyad. But making wine is not a case of Miyad. I'm making wine. Yeah, it's a process. It's part of the process of making wine. So it's not derech ochel. This is not called derech ochel, making wine.
But it would be
borer. It would be borer, yes.
Is this the more question on the other Amorayim?
We don't know yet what the other Amorayim hold. See, the other Amorayim never said that ochel metoch psolus is not that great. The other Amorayim didn't talk about ochel metoch psolus. It was just, remember that. They didn't mention it. Yeah, they didn't mention it. Rav Hanun was the first person that mentions it.
We don't
know if it's Ochel Metoch Psolus or Psolus
Ochel. It doesn't matter anyway.
What? Yeah, but this is only one that, he's the first one saying there's a difference between Ochel Metoch Psolus. Fractosos, over there it says Ochel Metoch Psolus is bread. The question is only on Rav Hanun. It's not a question of others, because they hold it's the same. Okay, so that's Tosa's question. So Tysus was really bothered by this question. Tysus was bothered by this question so much that he changed his shot the whole Gemara. No Achronim understand this Tosus at all, because Tysus changed his shot in the Gemara. Zot Tysus, here's what Tysus changes it. Yesh Omar. The psolus is meruba ala ochel. Have ochel metoch psolus derech brera. When the ochel is more, I mean, when the psolus is more than the ochel, taking out the ochel is derech breira. The husband ben mishamer ari. Let's talk about mishamer. Coming from Taisus, and really, what is Taisus saying? Forget about that. Rav Nuna said, "Oh, ochel soch solos is allowed. Solos from the ochel is not allowed." That's not what Rav Nuna said. Coming from Taisus said, "You know what Rav Nuna said? Oh, miyot metok rov is aser, rov metok miyot is mutter." Forgetting, we have to forget about ochel metok solos and solos metok ochel. According to Tosfos, that's not pshat in Rav Nuna. Yeah. Even though Rav Nuna says it, that's not what Rav Nuna meant. What did Rav Nuna mean? Miyot metok rov is borer, rov from miyot is not borer.
Rabbi, what is the reason? Like the Ritva says that the way to the
wait, split, that's not the Ritva now. That's the text.
So what's the reason that taking a little from a lot is called borer? Why?
Oh, that's what borer is.
Why? No, I'm saying, what does that mean?
That's what it did in Mishkan.
It's not borer if I take a lot from a little?
No.
What's the difference?
That's Mishkan. Mishkan. Or, you see, you have to go a little deeper.
So can you be with that?
Yeah, okay, you have to go a little deeper. Rav Nuna did say, Ochum Tov Solos and Solos and Ochum.
Right.
Rav Nuna did say it. So Tosos is not changing entirely. Tosos is saying, you know, let me tell you what that means. Let me tell you what that means. That means that what is the Derech Brera? Borer is Usher. We know Borer is Usher. They did Borer in
Mishnah. Right, right.
But only Derech Brera is Usher. Not Derech Brera is Mutter. So what is the whole world Derech Brera and not Derech Brera? Because the person says, oh, when you have a mixture of a lot and a little, what do you take out? What if you want to separate them, what do you take out? The little. So that is Derech Brera.
So
but answering your question, so Tosa is saying, what is Derech Brera?
Right. So can you be medayik from that I'm not allowed to take a little bit of the good from a lot of the bad, because that's warrior, right?
That's what Taisa says. Yeah.
So let me take a lot of the bad from the good.
Oh, you could do that. Of course you did. That's mutter.
So I have a whole pile of things I don't like and a little bit of ochel. If I were to take the ochel from that would be warrior. But instead, I could just take all the garbage away.
Why does it bother you now when you went to Rav Nuna?
No, because we were bothered by Seder by that.
But why does it bother you now in Tosos? In Rav Nuna, it was the same thing. Rav Nuna says, Ochel Tov Solos is allowed. Like, if I have a mixture, I can always take the Ochel out. If I take the Solos
out.
So,
it's like when I'm eating soup, I can take the carrot. I want the carrot.
But it was Rav Nuna saying.
I'm not allowed to take the carrot out and put it to the side. You can't do that, but I can eat it, right? That's like, but
that's very good. Yeah, but that's Rav Nuna also.
Yeah, but.
Same thing, though.
What?
No, I mean, I'm thinking
in a different way. Yeah, but it's the same question asked on regular Rav Nuna also. I have two choices according to Rav Nuna. I could take the ochel out, it'll be mutter. I could take the salts out, it'll be usher. According to Tosis, I take rov out, it'll be mutter. I'll take me out, it'll be usher. Right. Same thing.
Yeah, but really, by
the way it's phrased, I found a loophole to the
isser. What?
I found a loophole to the Isser. If I were to take this one oichel right now, it would be, I'm over Isser, do Raisa, like Stila, whatever it is, yeah. Ha-Katas. But all I have to do is just take all the garbage
and
away.
And Rav Nuna said that.
Yeah, but I guess the way Tosfos is saying now is.
But Rav Nuna says the same thing. I have a way out of Borer. Instead of taking the bad stuff out of the day, the good stuff out of the day, I'm fine. It's the same thing.
By Ochelam Solas instead of Mir and Ro. I mean, if you say that the whole issue is you know, kind of what you're leaving, or you know, an indication of what you're leaving of storing, right? Then if you take the good from the bad, that's like a sort of a sign that you want, you're using the good right now. If you take the bad from the good, then you're not using that Ochel immediately. See what I'm saying? But Roven Miyot, there's not that same svara.
I don't know if the very thing is the right svara. Who says that? Who says that svara? Nobody says that Torah. That's his written Torah. That's what we're right now. But that's what Tosis. Tosis came up with a new thing. Tosis says, when it means Ochel Matok Psolos, it means Miut. I mean, when it says Ochel Psolos is Mutter, it means Rove for Miut. You're never allowed to take the Miut out, you only say Rove. That is Derech Brera. That is Derech Brera, not Derech Brera. And now let's see what the Rizpa says. If Psolos Rove, you can take the Psolos out. Yes, because that's the Rove. Rove you have to do. It's Rove and Miut.
Rabbi, I found
enough for me to what I'm saying. Wait, let's see the Ritva. Let's see. Everyone turn to Ritva. Open up the Ritva. It's Sunday. We'll take it easy. And we'll bring it inside. Let's see what the Ritva says. So let's see the Ritva. It's the Ritva Aval, right? Is that what I wanted you to
big
see?
One, yeah.
What?
The big one.
Which great one?
It's pretty good.
Avo is okay, that's Avo. Avo psolos mitoch ochel lo yivar. Pirish v'afil v'shaitan. Even right away. Shezel derech brera yosef. So the Ritva does start off with derech brera. But we'll see. But we'll see. The derech brera yosef. That means psolos mitoch ochel, even if it's to eat, the Ritva is moida, that is brera. Even eating it right away.
More than what?
More than Ochel Psolos Miyad. More than Ochel Psolos Miyad. The Kashavu, the Toshis, the Pekra Blazes, the Pekra Blazes, the Toilin, Mashman Shudera, Rera, and Ochel Psolos. The Mihas, Mishama Kai, Misham Bower, Madak Jabor, Noto Ochel Miyad, Psolos Avzen. The Yeshitirzu. Now comes the Ritva. With Yeshitirzu. Yeshitirzu is really is Tosfos, the first pshat in Tosfos and Beya Dafyadal on the base. There's two pshat in the Tosfos. This is basically the first pshat of the Tosfos and Beya Dafyadal on the base, really. So I didn't make it tell you to look at that because you can see it in the red one. Yeshitirzu, the Hasam Rav Dachan Notar. El there, it's not dachken noto ochel. El roimer shemafresh ochel mitoch psolos, shenoto hapsolos mimenu. So there's many different pshatim exactly what the Ritva means here. But let's talk about the way Tosfos says it, and that's probably what the Ritva means. You know, when you think about it, that's why I say you got to go back to the case. I have the wine that my wife makes. I put it through the stocking. And the Gemara calls that Ochel from Psolos. Now, is it really Ochel from Psolos? Because what am I doing? I'm separating the Ochel from the Psolos. I'm separating them both. What makes it into Ochel Matok Psolos? What I have now, after I do this Brera, what do I have?
Okay, two things.
I have two things. I have Psolos. I have Psolos on the stocking. I have Ochel in the bottle. I have two things. And not only that, what am I doing? What am I doing with these two things? What am I throwing out? I'm throwing out the Psolos. I'm keeping the Ochel. So I'm separating two things. I'm not separating Ochel and the Psolos. I'm making the separation, Ochel and Psolos. In order to do what? In order to throw out the psolos, Dr. Ritva, hey, that's pshat there. So that's not a regular case of ochel mitoch psolos. It's a pshat of separating ochel and psolos and throwing out the psolos. That is borer, Dr. Ritva. Yes.
Isn't the case of naphtha cup of a calf is the same thing though? You're like using a sifter, you're getting the bad, leaving it on top, and then you're gonna throw that out later. And we know that the Rabbi Noah would hold that was also the Oscars. Shouldn't this be the same thing? Right.
Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But according to Ritva, that's what's happening here. You're not taking the ochel. You're not taking the ochel. You're separating and you're throwing out the psolas. That's what you're doing. That's borer. Okay. And then he goes, and then he says, then he brings down Tosfos Teretz. If you look at the Zen Nochem in the Ritva, Zen Nochem, the Kol Sheborer Acher Zman, as long as you borer Acher Zman, I feel Ocham Topsolas, even Ocham Topsolas, Chashiborer, that's called Borer. Which means, like I said before, that's not a Fila. Avo Bezesha, Asa Beshaita, Lacham Yad, but whatever, if you're, what you're doing for now to eat, Masha Perav Nuna, Kishinoto Ocho Ocho, and in Nir Kaborer. When it's eating, it's not Nir Kaborer. Ashinoto Masha Rotso Vasez Papir. That's eating, I'm taking what I want from my mouth. So the Ritva says that's what's Nachon. For eating purposes, it's Miyad, Ocho Matel Tzolos is not Borer. Not miyad, it is borer. Now, in order for this pshat to be right, you have to just change one letter here. You have to say v'zeh ha-nachon, not v'zeh nachon. Because v'zeh nachon seems to be going on what he just said. And it's not mashma that he's going back on what he just said, bringing Tosfos. It's much easier to read v'zeh ha-nachon. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if he's going on Tosfos of Meruba and not Meruba. I think he's going Stam. That the heter of Ochel Metel Psolos is Miyad. In Psolos Metel Ochel, there's no heter of Miyad. That's brave. That's Breira. In order to make Ochel Metok Psalas Breira, it has to be Lo Miyad. That's what he thinks he's saying.
So what
do
you call
that? That's Breira. That's Breira. No matter what you do. If you even do it for food, it's Breira. That's the Derech Breira. But Ochel Metok Psalas, if you do it Miyad, that's not Breira. You're doing it for food. That's what he seems to say. The Ritva. That's the way the Ritva answers this question, which is a very different way than Tosfos. You don't have to redo the whole thing. That's one of the things all comes up so is. Now, there is the Ramban. What does Ramban say? Let's turn to the Ramban. Ramban also, everyone talks about this question. Let's see how the Ramban deals with this question. The Ramban is page Lamed Zayin Ika. Zosi, you see the Ika, the page Gamma Zion, the Ika. The Ika. Matthew, with me, you don't have Ramban, do you?
No.
Okay. Please listen to it. Okay. The Ika de Kashere, Mahadika Sidin Per Tolin, Mishamer Maimachai, Aminim Shemborer, Madar Shemborer, Nota Ocho Mania Psolas, Afkan Nota Ocho Mania Psolas, Bachan Mina Derek Borer, Nito Psolas of Ocho. V'gav kushi. Same question tells us, v'gav kushi. The Hamaran, sh'af beboer ochel metok psoles, mishkakas chiyuva v'napo kivra. That means the Ramban held, others argue on this, but the Ramban held that v'napo kivra, it's always usher, even ochel metok psoles. Not kivra is always usher. Not Kivra. That's Ramban Shita. Ramban Shita is Napa Vikivra with any, no matter how you do Borer, if it was the instrument of Borer, then it's Chayev. Well, if it's instrument of Borer, it's Chayev.
That would actually be Lishitasa, right?
Yes.
Because he says
right.
That it's not all connected,
yes.
Even if you do it beyond.
Exactly. Exactly. This is a connected Rabban, that not the Kivra will always be Chayev. No matter what you do, but not the Kivra will be Chayev. So therefore, if but not be Kivra, you also always Chayev. V'hatzim ha'kikama comes over Ramban and says a Chiddush, which is not such a big Chiddush. Afi ashu be mishum borer, if someone's doing mishamer, and you tell him you're doing borer, hasra so hasra. Ge'ika borer, the damira, kigon ochel mitok psoles. Meaning, the stocking is also a kli for borer. The stocking is a kli. So you're doing borer. You're doing the borer that's usher. If not for the kivra, is always usher. Then that's what you're doing when you use a stocking. You're doing Napa Bekivra. So it's always Usser. So that's what the Gemara means there. The Gemara means there, that's Borer. Why is it Borer? Because the Derek Borer is Benapa Ukivra. If Napa Kivra is Usser, this is also Borer. This is like Napa Bekivra. That's how the Ramban learns it. Okay, that is Ramban's answer to this question. So there's a lot of answers to this question. You don't, Tosfos is machadish a tremendous chiddush here about rov and miut, which none of the other Rishonim really want to do. The first shot in the Ritva, the Tosfos in Beitza, the Ramban, they all don't want to talk about rov and miut. And the Ramban is pasha. The Ramban says, hey, this is a case of not Bekivra. According to Ramban, not Bekivra is always usher. We'll see other Rishonim say differently, but the Ramban holds not from the Kivra is always usher. I saw another Rishon. I forgot who it was. The truth. Sometimes I'm learning Friday night. You know, I fall asleep in the middle, and I forget what I saw. I saw another Rishon that says that there's a difference in Ochel Mitok Psoles. There's always a difference. That means when you have something that are together, really together, let's go stuck together. Let's talk about this wine. This wine with shmarim, before I do it, what is it? It's one thing. It's wine with shmarim. Wine with shmarim, and I make it into two parts. Right? There will always be borer. There will always be borer. Taking one thing and making it into two will always be borer, no matter what. So therefore, it's not a question from that Gemara. Because that Gemara is one thing into two. When you have one thing into two, it's always borer. Yes?
So that would include both rov, like rov and meter and...
Yeah, that's what it has nothing to do with rov and meter. Nothing to do with good from bad, nothing with anything. There's a new din. Taking a one thing and making it into two will always be borer. Okay. I don't know any other cases. You know any other cases?
When you say one thing making it into two, you mean one thing and then making it into two separate things. Like, yeah. Just like slice an apple and say, okay, I offer borer, right?
No, making the two different objects. You slice apples, both are apples.
Well, a meat and its fat, like a chicken with its fat.
A chicken with its fat.
Buster, like steak with fat.
Chicken with fat. And we're going to have to know why we're allowed to do that. I mean, what you're asking now is what we're going to learn. But, you know, really, when you have fat in a chicken, and cutting off the fat. Who says you're allowed to do that?
As long as you leave some of the chicken with it.
What?
I said as long as you leave some of the chicken.
Who said you're allowed to do that?
The art school halacha.
Remember, you're going backwards again. You're going backwards again. But you're saying good.
Right.
According to Ramban, cutting off fat from chicken is for sure awesome.
Does it matter?
Why?
What? Well, I mean, you're taking some together and making it two separate things, fat and chicken.
Wait, I thought you said this is the other Rishon that you
saw. No, this is the Ramban.
What was the thing you said that you saw the other Rishon?
I'm sorry, yeah, this is the other Rishon. Okay. Right. Going to the other Rishon, that would be for sure usher, 100% usher.
You need a little bit of chicken.
I tell you, who told you that?
That's not two things, though.
What?
That's not two things. That's what I'm saying based on what
I said. I don't know. I don't know. We have to see. We have to see what this heter is. You know, this whole heter of taking out some ochel with the psoles is not so pashut. And where does it come up the most? By chicken with fat, meat with fat, and also by a fly in your soup. So we'll see. We have to see. A fly in your soup is like the main thing. You know, how you take a fly. There's a taz about flying your soup. We'll learn the taz about flying your soup. Everything, we'll learn about everything. You know, I want to spend some time on Borer. So I want you guys to know what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Yes?
There's like a big hunk of fat. I cut most of the fat off, but there's still lines of the psoles from.
I don't know if you're making two separate things.
So you would be allowed.
Yeah. That would be the same thing. Yeah,
yeah, but
you're right.
Going to that region.
Yeah, going to that region. We'll have to see. Yeah, you're right. We'll see. It could be yes. It could be yes. I know, yeah. Well, it could be yes. We're not going to Lach HaMaisa, right? I hope you didn't ask me a Lach HaMaisa. I hope you asked me theoretically. Right, theoretically. Yes.
Does it matter if either one is usable? Like, if you're making it usable? Because those cases, you know, with the flying the soup or the chicken and the fat, I mean, or, like, the other cases,
okay.
Those are all cases where you're making something
usable. So he almost asked that, Yosef. Now, I was afraid Yosef was going to ask that. But Yosef didn't ask that. So, Baruch Hashem, you're asking now, and right now, according to that Rishon, I don't know. And according to that Rishon, if you have two ochels stuck together, and I cut it and I make it into two separate ochels, is that borer?
Does he hold an ochel until the ochel is borer?
Yeah, but when it's together and you make and you separate two separate things, he calls that borer. Will he? What? What's an example? What's an example? Oh, there is many examples.
In a bowl?
No, B'yavizot is not one thing. B'yavizot is not one thing.
In a bowl, when you see it together, like,
I don't know if that's one. I'm not sure. I don't want to think. If you have a chocolate-covered something, I can cut off the chocolate to make it two things. I don't even know what I want to eat first. I just want to be two things.
Like cake and icing.
A cake and icing. Is that Borer according to this? I don't know.
If he holds it.
I don't know. Right now, I don't know.
Why wouldn't it be?
What? Why wouldn't it be? It should be. But I can't tell. If he wants to know 100%, okay. I don't know. Minasvara, it should be.
Is there any Svara that would say no?
It's not absolute.
No. Yeah, but according to him, in that type of case, it doesn't have to be absolute. So, I'm not sure.
Why not?
What?
I'm going to say that he holds that separated.
You could say that, but I don't know 100%. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't know. Because it's a different svara. I don't know. But so there's a lot of answers to Tosus' question here. So you don't have to say this whole thing about Rove and Miut. It's only Tosus. There's a bunch of different answers to this question. Now let's go on. I want to read this talk as well. The Kasha of Rashba. Now Rashba has a new question. And if I have time, I'd love to do Halacha Maisa at the end, the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Because that's also a big deal. Yantif is coming up, Rosh Hashanah is coming up, you know, and we don't know what you give her. But something is coming up. You know, what is really the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, what you're allowed to do and what you're not to do? And I want to get into also, if you do eat fish with bones, how do you really eat fish with bones? How do you do it? How could you do it? Yes, a big difference.
Really?
Yeah. And also, the thing I want to talk about things that really come up. Fish and bones really come up. You know what really comes up, which is a big shiloh? They don't have it anymore because it's been genetically engineered. But when I was growing up, you had watermelon in pits. These days, most watermelon doesn't have black pits. Well, now it's not, there's nothing going on without pets.
Yeah,
but most borderline you eat now is genetic engineered, not that direct pets. And but how do you eat watermelon? How does one eat watermelon on Shabbos? You have to go into that also. It's a big shot of how do you eat watermelon on Shabbos. Watermelon is one of the problematic things. Watermelon. And so far, you don't even think of that, but
okay,
watermelon is a tip. And comes along, and that is the big shiloh. Can you do boer in your mouth? We're going to discuss that also.
Can you do boer in your mouth?
What? We'll see. Can you do boer in your mouth? The question is, does Ramban mean that or not before?
We'll
learn about it. I'm just saying, there's so much things to learn. I want to get these things. You know, but you said funny. Can you do boer in your mouth? That's a big shiloh. Can you do boer in your mouth? Okay. Let's go on. It's so funny. And just to say, you ever see baseball and these players put a whole bunch of sunflower seeds in their mouth and they start spitting out the shells and keeping the seeds in their mouth with a machine? How do they do that? How can you do it? I don't know how to do it. I take each one separately, break it open, take it out. These guys, with their mouth, I don't know how they do it. Okay. The Kasha Larajah. You ever see it?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how they do that. Okay, the Kasha Larajah, not pair common debates. We're talking about Yontif over there. Habor kidney is the Yontif. Your Bora kidney is in Yontif. Now, kidneys has rocks with it. Always, kidneys has rocks. You don't want to eat the rocks. You want the little pebbles. And there's kidneys with pebbles. So what do you do on Yontif if you want to cook the kidneys or eat the kidneys? What do you do?
What?
Kidneys are beans.
Right,
they're
rocks.
It's rocks and stuff for the beans. So bar kidneys and Yontif. Or also there's kidneys that are mitulaim. You ever eat pistachio nuts?
Yeah.
Not look, and then you get one that's really disgusting. You ever get that?
I don't get that.
Okay. Or you eat sunflower seeds, you get a really disgusting one that's really bitter. That's because it has worms in it. You're tasting the worms. Okay.
Really?
That's what happens. Without looking, you taste the worms.
Is that worms?
Yeah.
They're dried out.
Right? But they taste terrible.
I recently discovered that in cashews, there's also worms sometimes.
I never found a worm in cashews.
I looked up a video and there are cashews.
Oh, don't do this to me.
I started checking my cashews. But like, I don't know, it's like, if you check, like, whatever.
Okay. Yeah. How about kidneys? You're checking your boer beans. Yanta. Bishan omen boer of ochel. Or ochel v'ochel. What you're allowed to do is take out the beans and eat the beans. You borrow okal matok sodas and you eat the beans and you eat it. They still omen bor kedarko. You have to do boran yantif. Basil says you have to do boran yantif. Whether Basil holds like that, we know Basil doesn't hold like that. Basil holds you have to do boer with your hand, you have to borrow with a kind of tankli. But even on Yontif, you can't be boer okol matovas with a napa kivra, according to Basil. But Basil says you can do boer. You can do boer solas matov okol. For me, the Gemara says the medvam mumsh okol meruba solas. When do we say that you're allowed to do it? It's when okol meruba solas. Al solas meruba okol. The solas is meruba okol. Divre hakol, notales ochel, you take the ochel, omniches psolus. Now, fectosis. The ebb psolus is moved by the ochel, if psolus is moved by ala ochel, have an ochel, metok psolus, derech brera. So, the ochel is from psolus derech brera, because it's the miut. Heke shor beishamai. How is it allowed according to beishamai? How inu asir libro kedarko? He says, you can't be borer. So how could it be that according to Beis Shammai, who holds you now can be borer on Yontif, but you can do it ochel metop psolus, how could it be if the ochel is the miut, and the soul says the rov. How can you do that according to Meshamai? According to Tosis Pshat just now. Tosis Pshat just now, it's not Okam Solis. It's rov from Miut. So Meshamai, why are you allowed to take the Miut from the rov? And Meshamai says you can't do Bora and Yanta. So why did Meshamai allow this? That's a great kasha. There's really no answer to that question, except something that I just want to teach you right now. Matthew, look, Tosa says, B'tzarech Iyon Shem. Whatever you look in Achronim, in some Rishonim, when it says Tzarech Iyon, it means, and it's a question. In Tosos, when Tosa says, B'tzarech Iyon Shem, it's an answer. Tosos says, but if you learn that Gemara well, this is not a question. This question I just asked is not a question if you learn it well. And what does Tosos mean? It's not a question if you learn it well. So Yosef here learned it well. And Yosef said to me, hey, if you learn it well, it's not a question. So what was it? Tell the Shir.
So back in the Gemara itself, the Maskanah of the Gemara was that really we're not talking about a case where there is more Solish than Ochel. When we say that the Solish is Mirubay al Ochel, what we mean is it's Mirubay in Tircha. It's harder to take out. But really,
right, so what the Gemara says there, when we say that case is Solek Meruba al Ochel, it's not talking about the Solish is more. It's talking about where you have little tiny pieces of Solish. And it's harder to take the Solish from the Ochel, it's easier to take the Ochel from the Psolus, but it's not Meruba. And the way Rashi learns there is, if you have Psolus and Ochel, you for sure can take out the Ochel. If you have Psolus and Meruba, and Ochel a little bit, the Ochel becomes bottled to the Psolus and becomes Muktzah. So you can't even move the Ochel. So at the end of the Gemara there, it says it must be talking about where the psolus is not meruba, but it's meruba betircha. It's harder to take out, but it's not meruba. What's meruba there? Ochel. And Beshamai says, you're allowed to take the ochel out. Yeah, Beshamai says, you're allowed to take the ochel out. So there's no question. If that's shot, there's no question. Yes.
Well, where is why
would it
become bakel?
What?
Why would it become bakel?
Rashi says when you have a lot of stuff, if you have anyantif, a lot of bad stuff, and some good stuff in there, the good stuff is bottled to the bad stuff and becomes mitzvah. That's what
Tosa.
What?
Why?
Oh, why?
We see that, we all see that by food almost ever. You can have risottos with basically anything, and it's not bottled.
I don't know what you mean. Tell me a case where you know where if you have psolus meruba al ochel, it's not two ochel. It's psolus and ochel meruba. It's one thing. It's not muktzah. What case do you know?
No, not muktzah. I'm saying it's. We see that in other cases where it wouldn't be tuffel, would it be?
Not talking about tuffel. We're talking about bad and good would be muktzah. Everything would become muktzah.
So we use that same principle. We're going to say that quantity that matters, that this is hard to take out. Now everything is similar. This one's definitely the same. This is not
tough. No, tircha doesn't make something bottle. Rove makes something bottle, not tircha. It's got to do with bottle berove. If there's rove bad stuff, near good stuff, the good stuff becomes mutzah. Point to Rashi, point to that sugya there. Whether it's halachic, I don't know. But that sugya holds that if you have a lot of bad stuff and a little good stuff in one bowl or one something, everything's mutzah.
What would that number be? Would it be 51%, 49%?
That's a very good question. I don't think so. To me, it's got to be ruba de ruba, like 75% or something. I don't know if 51-49 will make a mutzah. I can't believe they'll make a mutzah. But I don't know exact numbers. Yes. Do you look at this as regarding muktzah? If it's 51-49, you don't look at this as bad stuff. If it's 75%, you look at it as bad stuff. So it's all bad. Something like that. It depends what you look at it as. Yes.
So I thought we said it doesn't matter if you take the good from the bad or the bad from the good. So just separating as an issue.
That was what? That's not Tosos. Okay. This question is only the feet Tosos.
Why does he bring it up if he said it? Because if he said Sorachin over there, why would he even bring it up if it's not even Akasha?
Oh, so he's saying that if you look at the Gemara, it seems to be Akasha. Now, if you want to know what's really pshat, learn the Gemara well over.
But why would he? Well, I'm saying why is it not Akasha?
What?
So why bring it up at all?
Tosos does do that. Okay. Tosos does do that.
Why is it only a question by Tosos and not by the other place?
Because Tosos says that it's all about Rov and Miat. Therefore, Tosos has a question over there. But according to everyone else, this question is not a question because there's no thing as Rov and Miat. According to anybody else, there's no thing as Rov and Miat, only according to Tosos.
Right.
So, yes.
Where does Rashi pull this new idea that it depends on the tier from? Whichever one is more tier from?
He says that's what the Gemara means over there.
No, I don't understand.
Okay, that is in Hilchos Yontif. If you read Gemara Bei, Hilchos Yontif. Yontif, there's a rule, tircha. You gotta do something that's less, if you have two ways to do something, you gotta do the less tircha. That's a rule of Yontif.
That's a klal and beya.
That's a klal and beya, yes. It's a klal of Yontif and beya. You have two ways to do something, do the thing that's less tircha. That's a klal of all of Yontif and beya. That's what, how you get that. Okay, so now, we have to start. This Gemara is only halfway. So let's just read Amar Abaye. I don't know if we did Abaye or not. I forget. Amar Abaye. Bor of Ochel la'alter, bor miyach la'alter. That you're allowed to be bor of Ochel and bor and miyach la'alter right away. Now, Barav Ochel out there, Barav Miach out there, is two different times, but it's right away. Meaning, it could be one's, there's a Beis Yosef that says one is right before the meal and one's during the meal. Or it's eating right away or putting it away for the same meal. In the same meal. We're going to see the different shachim. That's what I'm called because Beis Yosef and Ramah, really, but we'll see. But for after the meal, which is called bo bayom, that's what we'll say now. But for after the meal, lo yivra, v'bir nasa kabara la'otzer v'chayiv chatas. And it's kabara v'otzer, it's chayiv chatas. Now, we're going to have the same machlokas as before, but does Abaye talk about ochel and psolos or psolos ochel? Abaye doesn't mention it. Is Abaye adding, or is Abaye arguing that we're going to see machlokas? If Abaye is adding, he's adding ochel psolos. He's adding even in the case of ochel mitoch psolos. But it's a difference if it's now or for after the meal. If Abaye is arguing, he's saying it for psolos mitoch ochel also. That could take psolos mitoch ochel during the meal. So this is going to be a big argument. What is Abaye saying? And that you learn. According to Ramban, which everyone is adding, so he agrees that ochel psolos of ochel is usher, and ochel psolos that Rav Hamnun says mutter, he's adding on that. Ochel psolos got to be for the meal, not for after the meal. Two different ways of learning it. And that we got a bite. Yes? It's not a strong question on Rav Hamnun. It's really not. It all depends. You see, because when according to Rav Nuna, it does say it. It says borer v'ochel, borer miniach, and then it says lo yivra. So it says borer v'ochel. That's ochel sof solas because you're eating it. And the other one would be sof v'ochel. Yeah. So according to Rav Nuna, basically it says it.
So what's the question?
So the question is yeah. So what's the question? It's very hard to know what the question
according is. According to Rashi, makes sense.
Even according to Rashi, it
makes more sense than Tosfos.
It makes more sense, but it says it. According to Rashi, it really says it. Okay. It says, I'm going to eat it. It's loud. What am I eating?
The share part of Rashi, if that really was the question, if those words were never taught, the problem is, well, that was literally his issue with
that's very hard to know. Exactly. But the question of Abaye Rav Nuna is really not such a hard question. Because according to Rav Nuna, that's what it says.
The question is why, how? And even like his answer is
Think about it. Look around the show and think about it. What's Abaye really asking? Okay? We'll continue to marry. Okay.
Yes.